worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 122, beginning at verse 1 to begin with. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Verses 1 through 9, all of Psalm 122. And then looking further in the book of Psalm, Psalm 139, beginning at verse 1. O Lord, you have searched me and know me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You've hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed me in my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men. For they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Verses 1 through 24, all of Psalm 139. Father, we thank you once again for the privilege of being able to come to you in prayer each and every day, knowing that you always, always, always have a listening ear for the prayers of your children. Thank you for the opportunity for us to spend time one-on-one with you in prayer. And thank you for the wonderful and blessed privilege and opportunity to spend time with you one-on-one as we read and meditate on your word. Father, thank you for the opportunity you give us of being able to be involved in the wonderful work of the spread of the gospel and the great work of standing for life and helping to end the tragedy of abortion in our nation and in our world. Stir us, Lord, more and more to be faithful witnesses for you, both as we carry the gospel to the world and as we live as faithful warriors standing for life in this world. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we join the psalmist in saying, "How precious is your loving kindness, O God! And the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings." What a hope we have, Father, in this world where there's so much chaos. that we can run to you and hide under the shadow of your wings, that you are our shield, our protector, our defender. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We are very, very blessed and honored once again to have, it's been a little while, but we're grateful to have with Sandy Shoshone. She's the National Director of Be'ad Kayam, a national pregnancy ministry in the nation of Israel. Sandy, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much, Pastor Joseph.
Oh, it's great and honored to have you back. I think it's been a couple years or so. It's been a while, but we're grateful to have you back on with us. Sandy, if you'll take time now to further introduce yourself and then introduce to our listeners, some of who may recall a time when you've been on with us in the past, but some may not have, but introduce to our listeners the ministry of Be'ad Kayam and tell them the meaning and the mission behind this great work.
Okay, well, Be'ad Chaim is the Hebrew to say pro-life. Be'ad is pro and Chaim, like in Fiddler on the Roof, Chaim. And what we like to talk about is pro-life, life for the mom, life for the baby. Our goal is to protect the mother from having to have an abortion, to protect her from the pain and the suffering, to protect her from being all alone when she's in an unwanted pregnancy, and give her hope and new courage and practical help, and to protect the baby, because we believe, as we just read in Psalm 139, that every baby is created in the image of God. Be'ad Chaim began in 1988. I'm not the founder. I've been the director since 2005. And I don't know, I don't usually say something about myself, but I'll tell you, my American accent is because I moved to Israel. In Hebrew, we call it making aliyah. It means you go up to Israel. Mm-hmm. And I was born as a Jewish religious family. And I came to faith in the Messiah, Jesus, when I was a college student. And I moved to Israel a few years later. And my husband is actually a Messianic Jewish pastor in our Messianic, we call it Messianic, or Jews who believe in the Messiah, Jesus. We call him Yeshua. And my husband's a pastor. We have a church in Jerusalem. And my husband and I have 7 children, and 5 of them are married, so we've got a lot of grandchildren right now. We're just about having a dozen. So the Lord has been good to us. And the ministry of Be'ad Chaim, as I said, it's began in 1980, and it's national. So we have counselors throughout the country of Israel. We have counselors, if you've been to Israel, you might know, it's all the way from the north. We have in Haifa and all the way up in Tiberias near the Sea of Galilee. We have down to Eilat, which is kind of going down into the Sinai Desert. We have counselors everywhere. Why? Because we want to be available to meet the needs of every woman in crisis in Israel. And I know that many of you, when you think about Israel, you perhaps think the Holy Land. And I just want to make a comment about that, that we are the Holy Land because God has promised. God has made his promises to Israel. And as you read in Ezekiel chapter 36, God promised that he would bring us back from the nations and gather us from the exile and put us in our land and give us a new heart and a new spirit. And his word is faithful. But the people are like all other people. Mm-hmm. The nation has been called by God as a nation, but our hearts need to be cleansed like any other nation. And so for that reason, we're talking about abortion today, because Israel, as a government, is quite liberal. Mm-hmm. We have government-funded abortions through our national health insurance. And abortion, the laws are very liberal. Mm-hmm. You're able to have an abortion here until birth. As a matter of fact, right now, we have hired a lawyer to petition our Israeli Supreme Court to stop abortion at point of viability, which is 24 weeks here in Israel. Mm-hmm. And I know that some people might say, why 24 weeks? Well, it's because we have to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. Because right now, abortion is considered like any other medical procedure, like having your nose fixed or having a tummy tuck or something. It's not even really a moral issue. And we are pushing to create a moral issue. We've got billboards all over the highway. We've got buses, 250 buses across Israel. Mm-hmm. We're doing our utmost to make a statement on public media. Mm-hmm. We want to change people's opinion about abortion here.
Mm-hmm.
So on an ongoing basis, a part of the mission of Be'at Kayyem is not only to minister to the women and to encourage them to keep their babies, but also you're seeking to be an influence in the nation and the culture to become more conscious of the life issue then. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. You know, to put a billboard up on the highway is costly, and I was asking the Lord, Lord, should I do that again? What would you have me do? Mm-hmm. And the very next morning, I saw in the newspaper that our Minister of Health is trying to make abortion even easier. Just make no conditions at all. Just let it go right through your private doctor in your public clinic is what I'm saying. Just go to your doctor, have an abortion. And the Holy Spirit prompted me to read in the book of Isaiah where it says, get ye up on a high mountain, Zion. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. And the Lord said, that billboard is your mountain. Get up there. Don't be silent. It says, for the sake of Zion, I will not be silent. Because we need for people to know what it says in the scriptures, that every baby is created in the image of the Father. We need them to know that.
Mm. I want to ask, Sandy, would you take a moment specifically to pray for listeners to really have ears to hear whatever the Lord would have them to hear and receive today on the broadcast?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father in heaven, that your listeners now, that the listeners are people who care about Israel, who care and want to pray. As your psalm says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who pray for the peace of Jerusalem will be blessed. And we ask you now, Lord, as we pray together, myself here in Jerusalem and the people listening, Lord, give us unity and spirit to pray for hearts in Israel to turn to you, for the hearts of the fathers to turn to their children, as it says in the book of Malachi. God, your word says that when the hearts of the fathers turn back, that's when the Messiah will return. And we ask you, Lord, now, as we pray together, that you would turn the hearts of the Israelis to see those babies and the women's people, that they would be seen as human beings, that the women would care, give the hearts for the mothers, for the babies. Lord, I ask for the listeners that you would give them grace to pray for the people of Israel, that we could be one in unity. Bring blessing to them, Lord, as they pray for us. Bring blessing to them. Help them to remember, Lord, each one listening now, to remember your call to pray for Israel, for the people, not just a holy nation, you know, like sometimes we just hear in church, but to pray for the individuals, the brokenhearted women, the brokenhearted men, to find their Messiah. Oh, Lord, we ask, unite our hearts in prayer for the salvation of the people of Israel, and for the healing of the nation where we've had more abortions than children that were killed in the Holocaust. Oh, God, let us pray together now for our people of Israel to turn to you, Lord, and to see the baby and the womb as a person. In Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, amen.
And Father, I too thank you for the opportunity for us to pray for the ministry of Be'at Kayyem, and thank you for the opportunity to pray for Sandy, the great work they're doing. Thank you for the opportunity to pray for the nation of Israel as a whole. Thank you for your hand of grace upon Israel, the nation. Father, send forth many more laborers into the nation, persons that will proclaim the gospel and raise up the church there to proclaim boldly the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, pour out your mercy and grace mightily upon the nation as a whole. More and more, open the minds and the hearts of the nation to see the importance of standing for life and standing against the tragedy of abortion. Move upon the leaders, the governmental leaders, the spiritual leaders to begin to do what you'd have them to do to really help bring this issue to the forefront in the way you would have them to as a nation and as a people. We thank and praise you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Sandy Shoshani. She's the National Director of Be'at Kayyem, a national pregnancy ministry in the nation of Israel. We'll be right back.
Could not breathe. What if it's him?
Of Mandisa with God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. The words of one of the best, if not the most beloved passage in all of the Word of God of Psalm 23 tell us these words. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, thank you for being the good and the great shepherd that you are for each and every one of us. Thank you for how that you guide us, you provide for us, you protect us, you help us, you walk with us, you restore us, and you've made a way for us to spend all eternity with you. Thank you for being the good and great shepherd. Stir us, Lord, more and more to be the faithful followers and warriors you've called us to be, who are boldly about your business every day, doing the work of the spreading of the gospel, the building of your kingdom, and the work of standing for life. Lord, I pray specifically for every listener. Help us to have ears to hear and eyes to see what you want us to hear and see in receiving all you want us to receive today in the assignment and mission you've placed upon us to become even more bold witnesses for life today. We thank you and we praise you. Stir us to be the obedient and faithful servants you would have us to be in this regard. In Jesus' name, amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Sandy Shoshone from the Nation of Israel. She's the National Director of Be'ad Kayam, a national ministry, national pregnancy ministry in the Nation of Israel. Sandy, would you share the mission statement, the basic mission statement of Be'ad Kayam?
Sure. Be'ad Kayam's goal is to protect the mother and the child. And we know that women that are in unwanted pregnancies, unplanned pregnancy, are desperate often, fearful, afraid, deeply needy. And so our pregnancy centers across the country, their goal is to meet the needs of that woman, whether it be through practical help, emotional support, or healing after she's lost a baby. Our goal is to support her and love her and care for her. And I really want to say to anybody who's listening, we never judge the women. We never make them belittle them or make them feel bad. Our goal is to care and love. That's the purpose. Presently, nationwide, we're helping 600 women. We've actually had to increase our staff, and we're doing training now for 6 more counselors because we only had 14 and we had to add so many. Mm-hmm. But one of the people that I just hired, I'd like to share her story with you.
Okay.
Her name is Miriam.
Mm-hmm.
And Miriam first came to us. She's now 24 years old. She first came to us when mm-hmm. she was a teenager. She was 16 and she was living on the street. She had been, she had suffered from incest and she ran away from home. And she was living on the street and she became pregnant. And she intended to have an abortion because she had no home, no support, no family. And her sisters brought it to me. One of her sisters knew about me. I'd helped her mm-hmm. with a different pregnancy of hers because her husband was in prison. And so we helped Miriam. And as we helped her choose life for her son, his name now is Asher, like in the Bible, means happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And when we helped her choose life for Asher, I also had the opportunity to share the gospel with her. And Miriam came to faith. She grew in faith, but when she understood the meaning of the word forgiveness, she told me that was when the penny dropped, when she understood forgiving those who had hurt her and abused her, and she could let go. She really began a deep walk in faith. And this woman, glory to God, she grew in faith, and her son grew in faith. He's a lovely believer now. And she married a man who has become the father of this son. And together they became pregnant recently with twins. And the doctors told her to abort the twins because they were sharing a sac. And doctors said that that could be dangerous and they could die. And you know what Miriam said to me the other day? She said, "Why should I kill a baby who might die? That doesn't make any sense. Why shouldn't I give him an opportunity for life?" It makes no sense when the doctors say to kill, abort a baby. That makes no sense. So Miriam chose life for that baby despite the doctors, and she was in her early 20s. Very brave. Brilliant doctors are telling you have to abort, and there's Miriam giving life to her sons. And her babies are now beautiful two boys. She has three sons, and I just hired her to become a counselor. Why? Because this woman has a passion for life, a mercy that others wouldn't have, and the wisdom of knowing her God and choosing the right choices. So that's just one of 4,000 stories. We've saved 4,000 babies since I began in 2005, and I give God all the glory, really all the glory.
Praise God. Praise God. That's a powerful testimony, Sandy. Thank you for sharing that. Does another story come to mind that really illustrates the mission of the ministry?
Well, yeah. I mean, yes, last week there was a woman sitting in Hadassah Hospital waiting for an abortion, and I got an urgent phone call. And they said, there's a woman who's a foreign worker sitting in the hospital right now waiting to abort twins. It happens to be twins again. And she's a foreign worker, and if she has the babies, they'll kick her out of the country. She won't have a visa. She won't be able to stay. She's going to abort. She has no money. And boy, praise the Lord. We were able, just as a team, to phone that woman. I had different people who spoke Russian. She was a foreign worker from Russia. People phoned her, and they spoke Russian to her, and the team, different counselors helped her. And together, I just learned today that that woman, not only did she choose life for the babies, she's not going to abort her twins, but also the fellow who is the father of the children has decided to stay with her and support her. And so she would get a visa because he's an Israeli. And the purpose here is to give women like that, her name is Natasha, to give women like Natasha who are thinking there's no way out, there's no option, waiting there in the waiting room for the abortion. And to say, Natasha, you have a choice. You can do it.
Praise God. Praise God. You know, Sandy, I recall seeing on one of your videos where you mentioned that so many women call, and when they call, they say they have no choice. Would you share your thoughts behind why they would say that?
Just like Natasha, she thought she had no future at all. No funds, no support, nobody to stand by her. And we gave her... And I want to mention this right now. We have a wonderful project called Operation Moses that provides everything a mother needs for her baby's first year of life. That includes the bed, the stroller, the bathtub, the bed sheets. And every month we give her a gift card. She chooses her local supermarket, a gift card where she can buy the diapers and the formula, whatever she needs, the necessities for her baby. And about half of our 12 centers have baby boutiques where she can come and choose clothing, or we can mail her clothing. We want to give her the hope and the practical possibility to choose life for her babies. Many, many of the women call and say, I have no choice. And our job is to give them the ability to choose life. And really, our counselors become their dear friends. They are supportive, loving women who care for these needy mothers.
You know, Sandy, it's something to think about that when women will call and say they have no choice, I guess it really illustrates the fact that they feel so fearful and under pressure under their circumstances. And so many times Satan would have them think their only option is to get rid of the baby, which, of course, is such a tragic conclusion. But it's powerful to think that by the grace of God, the counselors that God has you has on your staff, help women see there are wonderful options beyond abortion. So thank God that they're there.
You know, Pastor Joseph, life is so transient. If you have problems, those problems could pass away. They could change, like Natasha, mm-hmm. like Miriam. Your problems don't remain. But once we choose abortion, we can't have that baby back.
That's right.
That's a permanent choice. And if I'd like to pray for the women that are listening right now.
All right.
And Lord, I lift up those who are listening, those who are perhaps wondering, how could I possibly have a baby? How could I manage? How could I do that? And Lord, we ask you now to give them the same hope that you gave to Miriam, even though she was 16 on the streets, that you gave her the hope, even though the doctors told her to abort the twins years later, that you gave Natasha, even though she was waiting for the abortion. Give them the hope that life changes, that problems can dissolve, that problems can go away. Problems are not forever, but this child is a gift from you. Lord, I ask you for the women and the men listening, that they would know that every child is a gift, a precious gift, and that they would have the courage, that they would have the grace to choose life for those babies.
Thank you, Lord.
And I pray also for the women in Israel right now that are considering what to do with the child in their womb. Let them choose life.
Yes.
Let them choose life that they might live. Your word in Deuteronomy says, choose life. Therefore, choose life. I set before you today the blessing and the curse. Therefore, choose life that you might live and do well in this land. And we ask for that, Lord, for choices of life. Bless the listeners today, Lord. Bless the women in Israel today weighing abortion. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sandy. Sandy, would you share with our listeners the website? If someone wants to learn more about the ministry or how to get in touch with you, how to give financially, what website would they go to?
You can look at, I'm going to say it in Hebrew, in English, in Hebrew, but it's Hebrew. Look at www.be'adchaim. I'll spell that for you. BEADCHAIM.com. Again, BEADCHAIM.com. And if you have trouble with that, you can also just write in Israel Pro-Life. You'll find us. I'm sure you'll find us. And on our website, you can learn how you can donate. There are donation options, and there's also a description of Operation Moses, where you could become a baby sponsor for a year of a baby who, and then you could get a letter about the baby and the mom, mm-hmm. Perhaps a photograph if the mother lets us, and a certificate with the baby's name and birth date. So you can be part of their lives through prayer. Mm-hmm. And we also have weekly prayer notes that go out around the world to over 900 places so people can join us in prayer. So look at our website, see the different options, see if you'd like to join us in prayer weekly for the mm-hmm. lives of the babies and moms in Israel.
Okay. Would you share also, Sandy, how would you ask listeners, what are some specific things you would like to ask listeners to pray for as it relates to both the ministry of Be'ad Chaim as well as Israel as a whole?
Okay. First of all, I'd like you to pray, and this is something we don't usually talk about. Pray for the brokenhearted women and men who have lost children. One of the things that we do is serve the women and men and families who've lost their babies, either through a miscarriage, abortion, or stillbirth. We have a ministry that helps them. We plant trees in memory of those babies. And we have so many brokenhearted, angry, and hurting women in this nation now. Pray for those who are hurting. And I want to say, if you're listening and you feel second class because you've had a baby loss, an abortion, or maybe you're not able to have a child, God values your life deeply. And this is what I want the people of Israel to know, that they are forgiven, that they are set free from the pain and the guilt of abortion. The other thing is, of course, that women that are in crisis would be able to find us very easily and get the help that they need, and that nobody would choose abortion because they don't know that they have an option. Mm-hmm. And pray also for the men, that they would take responsibility for their families and take responsibility for the children. May they protect their women. Let the men be a cover for the women and not abandon them. This is kind of a problem here. And just may God help us to help our men to take full responsibility. And of course, for our government, that God would raise up people who would dare to speak out for the unborn. It's very uncommon here. It's not like the U.S. where you have people speaking and people marching for life. We don't have that here. Mm-hmm. And we need people in the government to step out, but also, and I'm really going to ask you now, please pray that the body of the Messiah in this land, see, we're very small and we're not necessarily accepted. To believe in Jesus in Israel as a Jewish person is not something very accepted by the majority of the nation. Mm-hmm. But yet, we need to be bold. And please pray for us as a body of Messiah here that we would have the courage to step forward, to have a march for life, to have National Days of Prayer. May we really take a stand for life.
Mm.
And may God unite those who are pro-life, whether it be Orthodox Jews or the...
Sandy, I'm going to have to jump in here. We're going to pick up.
Thank you. And
we'll pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Sandy Shoshani. She's the National Director of Bayad Kayam, a national pregnancy ministry in the nation of Israel. We'll be right back. Toby Mack with City on Our Knees. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Sandy Shoshani. She's the National Director of Bayad Kayam, a national pregnancy ministry in the nation of Israel. Father, we pray specifically for this powerful and blessed and anointed ministry that you've raised up in the beloved nation of Israel. Thank you for your hand of grace upon it. Thank you for Sandy and the vision you've given to her and her staff, and thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Father, anoint the ministry with a fresh and mighty anointing in the name of Jesus. And Father, let the prominence of the ministry increase tremendously. Bless the whole ministry. Indeed, expand its territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon it. Keep it from evil, that it may not cause pain, in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray specifically for the women. Sandy has mentioned so many women in the nation of Israel, Father, who are hurting today. Father, pour out your mercy and grace upon them. Help them to recognize that Jesus really is the answer to what they're going through, Lord. Father, we pray specifically that you'd pour out your healing grace upon them. Help them to come, but just point them to the Lord Jesus Christ and help them to come to receive the forgiveness and the new life that only Christ can provide. But let your mercy be poured out mightily upon all those that are hurting in the nation, and send forth many more laborers throughout the nation of Israel, in Jesus' name, that will bring the gospel to people who desperately need to hear it. Father, more and more, cause the ministry of Bayad Kayam to be easily found. Just let your grace be upon mightily, grace and favor be poured out mightily upon the ministry, so that more and more
People will find it intentionally, accidentally, somehow or another, to be drawn towards the ministry, and that they would recognize the Spirit of God working in it and upon it, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for the men. Lord, more and more pour out your Spirit and mercy mightily upon the nation as a whole. Stir men to stand up and to step up to the plate to be men who are protectors, providers, guides, and men who will help them. I pray that more and more you'd raise up men who will come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior and will be the godly men you'd have them to be, who will take care of their wives and children the way you've called us as men to do. In Jesus' name, more and more help them to be the men you would have them to be. And Father, we pray specifically for the government of the nation of Israel. Father, flood the government of the nation of Israel with your Spirit, mercy, love, and grace in the name of Jesus. More and more stir the government to seek to be a righteous government. Help them more and more to live according to the wisdom of the Scripture that says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. More and more raise up a righteous government in the nation of Israel, one that seeks to honor you in the decisions they make and the directions they take, in Jesus' name. Raise up courageous leaders who know Christ as Lord and Savior and who will want to do what honors you, in Jesus' name. And Father, Lord, pour out your mercy and Spirit upon the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in the nation of Israel. More and more raise up the church to be the bold and courageous church that you'd have it to be, the church that is faithfully proclaiming the gospel and a church that is faithfully standing for life. Lord, raise up a march for life in the nation of Israel as well, in Jesus' name, and raise up many more bold witnesses that will do the things your Spirit would have them to do, to be witnesses for the cause of life, and stir the nation as a whole to see the need for them, to see that life is from you, and that we as the church need to stand boldly for life. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today from Israel is Sandy Shoshani. Sandy, in the last segment, would you share some more stories that help us to better see the great work that Be'ad Kayyem is doing in the nation?
You know, because we're chatting and you asked me to share stories, my mind was just going through so many of the wonderful women that we've been able to help over the years. Mm-hmm. I can think of one woman. Her name was Juanita, and she had just moved to Israel from South America. She was in what they call a center for new immigrants, and she became pregnant. And they told her that she would either have to move out or abort. And she chose life for her little boy. And that woman bravely said, I can do this. We gave her a place to live, which we do. We can provide for women a place to live. We gave her a place to live, and she praised the Lord. She kept her son. He's a gorgeous little guy now. And she's a massage therapist. One of the other women who was in that house, we found her literally in the hospital. She was from a Muslim background, and because of honor killing, her brothers had tried to kill her because she was pregnant and unwed. And we found her. She somehow got to us. We placed her in a home for women that we had, and she had a beautiful little girl whom she named Hagar. Thank the Lord. And that woman actually one night had a vision of a man in white who said to me, her in Arabic, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. And she asked him, what's your name? And he said to her, my name is Isa, Jesus. My mind is going through all these wonderful women. Pastor Joseph, what a joy. We helped another woman. Her name is Larissa. She had been with no home and became pregnant. And the man that she became pregnant by told her, I'll pay for the abortion. But she can't. She said, I couldn't. I just couldn't do it. We were able to provide her everything she needed for Operation Moses. And she actually became part of our staff. And then she got married and had another baby and stopped working, glory to God, because she has a full family now. The Lord redeemed her life entirely. We had another woman recently. Her name is Liron. And she is from a religious family. Her boyfriend was ultra-Orthodox Jewish man, and he was married. And she became pregnant, and she had already aborted once with him. And he told her, you need to abort this time. And she said, that abortion hurt me so much, I can't abort again. And they basically didn't talk about the pregnancy for 7 months. When she came to me, she had a big belly. And it was winter, and it was corona, and she was wearing loose, baggy clothes at home all the time. And I said, your parents haven't noticed? She said, no, they just thought I was gaining weight because we're home all the time with all of our lockdowns. And she decided to give her baby for adoption. We went to the welfare department in Israel. Adoption is not through the welfare department. But before she decided for adoption, I told her, you really have to tell your parents. She waited till the right moment, told her dad, and he looked at her with tears in his eyes and said, we will take care of you and your son. You can have our bedroom. And then he told the mother for her because she was afraid to be too hard. And the mother started weeping and said, didn't you know I loved you enough to care for you? You could tell me anything. And she told her mom about the abortion, told her mom about the pregnancy. She has the most beautiful, beautiful little son today. His name is Tom Purity. I mean, the Lord has just redeemed so many lives and so many children. I could go with 4,000 stories, but our time is, of course, limited. But I thank God, and I'd like you to look at our website, friends. Look at our website, www.beadchaim, beadchaim.com. Look at our website, and you'll see stories. And become our friend on Facebook, by the way. Look at Be'ad Chaim Facebook page. We've got stories and videos of our babies every week. I narrate a video of one of our babies so that you can pray and be a part of their lives.
Okay. Sandy, can you tell me, what is the population of Israel at this time?
Oh, I think we're approaching 9 million.
Around 9 million.
We are the most amazing nation. We have a birth rate, maybe it's 8 million something. We have a birth rate the highest in the Western world, 3.2 per family.
Okay. And so the nation is growing rapidly then, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, my goodness. The Lord has just blessed this nation. I moved to Israel 42 years ago, and there were about 3 million people. I mean, just glory to God. He is faithful to our people, and he has brought us back to this land from the four corners of the world. And, you know, Pastor, when we see anti-Semitism in the world, I know that God wants to bring his people home. He wants to redeem his people. He wants to save the Jewish people. And sometimes in the Word of God, it talks about the fishers and the hunters. Some people will come because they choose, and some people will come like they're coming now from France, and they came in the 1970s from Argentina, and they came out of the Holocaust in the 1940s. Sometimes we have to come, but God's Word is faithful, and he will bring his people home, and he will protect the nation of Israel.
That's right. God is in the business of fulfilling his word all the time, so praise God for that.
Amen. Amen.
Well, as we normally do in the last few moments of our broadcast, we want to invite anyone that's listening, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a great day to get saved. If you don't know Christ and want to make that all-important step of asking him to come into your heart to save you, to make you brand new, he's ready to do it. He looks forward to doing it. Would you simply pray this prayer with me? If you're one of those listeners that want to make that step, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, please email us. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's the letter J, jparker@afa.net. We'd like to share with you some literature that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as we'd like to provide some discipleship resources that will help you as a new believer. Again, jparker@afa.net. Well, Sandy, again, thank you so much for being with us. Share with our listeners one more time the website if they're wanting to get in touch with you or learn more about the great work and mission of Be'ad Kayyem.
God bless you all. I would love you to get in touch with me. I'd love you to pray with us. Your friends on Facebook, our website is Be'ad Chaim, BEADCHAIM.com. Look up Israel Pro-Life, even look up my name, Sandy Shoshani, Israel Pro-Life, and you'll find us, you'll find our contact. We would love you to pray with us weekly. It would be our greatest blessing to have you part of our ministry. Thank you so much for listening. Bless you all.
All right. Thank you, Sandy. And so people can both go there to learn more about the ministry as well as to learn how to be in touch with you. And also, if they wish to give financially, they can do that through the website as well, correct?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. And, of course, through Facebook as well. So, Sandy, again, thank you so much for being with us today. And we wish God's best for you and the great ministry of Be'ad Kayyem, okay?
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share.
Father, once again, we thank you for Sandy and her staff. Thank you for the work and the ministry of Be'ad Kayyem. Father, anoint the ministry with a fresh and mighty anointing. More and more help the ministry to grow and to develop and to be all that you'd have it to be. Raise up many more people that will be intercessors, faithful intercessors that will pray for the ministry. Raise up more people that will support it, fund the ministry financially. And raise up people to help in whatever ways the ministry stands in need of additional helpers and volunteers for as well. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And please, to every single listener, please make it your goal to pray daily for the ministry of Be'ad Kayyem and Sandy and her staff and the great work they're doing. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.